we have gone through a fundamental change in policing, where the emphasis was put on local community. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter whether it's Coleraine or Letterkenny. You can't run a community police service from some large central building that's probably manned by hundreds of people. It doesn't work. Certainly the police budget needs to be trimmed, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, devastating the community policing network is not the way to do it. And it's not about guarding buildings. It's about having people there, rural people in particular, have their own particular dangers from robbery, attacks on old people and so on.
The counter-argument to that is that rather than spending money on maintaining buildings, that money can be freed up and then invested directly into community activities, and ultimately what you get is a budget which is more geared rather than less geared toward the needs of the community. You're suggesting that's not necessarily the case.
There certainly needs to be changed, Donal. And, you know, the community policing doesn't necessarily have to be housed in some kind of former RUC garrison. I think community policing today could be located on the main streets of our towns. The space could be shared with other government departments. There are many ways of ensuring that community policing stays in the community and isn't centralised, because centralisation is not the answer to policing, whether you're talking about north of the border or south of the border.